So the topic today is Ishak Yisazwe, we all know Zachor. Ubayam HaShemini Yimol B'sar L'Soy. So Chazal Darshan, that the meal is Deuch HaShabbos. Now, the meal is Deuch HaShabbos means that the later was on Shabbos. So, by definition, because the only time meal is Deuch HaShabbos if it's on the 8th day. Meal, which is Shlomo's Zman, it's not Deuch HaShabbos. So it means that the woman gave birth on Shabbos. So I just want to talk about some of the halachic thought process about the giving birth on Shabbos. We learn from a pasuk, or more actually has multiple different sources for the concept that a person whose life is in danger, we override Shabbos to save a life. So is childbirth something that's considered sakana? So the halacha says that it is, but it's a unique situation of sakana. Mr. Burr points out, Magen Avraham, that even though that's true, there is always that potential. The vast majority of scenarios are not life-threatening. It's not a life-threatening situation. And therefore, if even though we say, when it comes to a life-threatening situation, that we do every malach, whatever we do it, we're not required to do it with any type of changing or etc. According to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Ramah, we are. If it's not going to make any difference in time. Are we asked to do it through a non-Jew? According to Shulchan Aruch, normally the answer is no. According to the Ramah, if it's not going to make any difference in time, we should. But over here, everybody agrees that if we have the options of doing it with a Shinui or having a non-Jew do it, we should do so. Because it is... Ramosha has an interesting Shuvah, which Ramosha seems to say that Ramosha's Shuvah, he talks about the issue of induction. He says that giving birth is not a sakana when it happens in the proper time. Whatever the time which is decreed from Shemayim is supposed to happen, that's the time. So that's part of the natural flow of the world now, not considered a sakana. But if you play with the time, all bets are off. And that's why he's against. That's the issue about the issue of induction, when he brings rise to that. This goes out to the Kach that the Herschel Schefter holds that you don't say Hagoimel after giving birth because it wasn't sakana. It wasn't the same thing as a person who was considered a sakana. Now, most persons disagree with this and say that there is a din of saying Hagoimel. How do we fulfill Allah of Hagoimel? It's a different shear. Maybe we should do that at some point in time. But here in Shulchan Aruch, the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, it's considered Yeshua sakana, Mother Rum, etc., and that's why we're Mechal Shabbos for that. So we're Mechal Shabbos if necessary. Not only are we Chavul Shabbos, the Gemara says, for the direct issues of woman giving birth, but anything which is going to make the woman feel more calm and more confident in the situation is also considered. The Gemara says a lighting a nair, even if something which really people can do in the dark, that something, but the woman feels more confident that the nair is lit, that they'll do it better. She let her light the nair, even though lighting a nair in Shabbos is a malacha deraisa, you let her do so. Even if the woman, the Gemara says, it's because the woman is scared. She's scared of the dark. And the Gemara says, even if it's a blind woman, she's not scared of the dark, obviously, because she always lives in the dark. In that book. But she's more confident that people around her will take care of her better if she knows that the candle has been lit.
So that's interesting. It's not limited to physical.
Right. So a very common issue which comes up is that, let's say a woman has a doula, or she has a birthing partner, or something like that. Are we allowed to do the extra work to get the partner? Well, she'll feel more relaxed. You have two hospitals available, a closer one and a further one, but the level of care at the further one is a better level of care. She'll feel more confident about the level of care. So you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to take her there because it'll give the person more, they'll be more relaxed. Traveling to a further to the further hospital for other considerations, I have insurance at that other hospital. I don't have insurance over here. It's not an answer. That's not mut. Right. So now, if it's ayirei akum, which in most scenarios we would hope that the situation should be a person should travel to the hospital with a non-Jewish driver, calling a taxi or an ambulance or whatever it might be, then our person would come out to that. But if a person himself has to drive, themselves. So you cannot go to the further hospital because of insurance costs. For that matter,
one hospital's, your doctor is out of network, whatever.
So if your doctor's there, because then you're more comfortable with your own doctor, so that's a valid purpose. That'd be valid. And there's still the question comes up, you're traveling to a further hospital versus a closer hospital. The kashrus is better. you know, both they're both kosher hospitals, but the kosher is better at the further hospital. It's not, you know, I'll go to the further hospital because of that.
What if you like, if you didn't have a last name that you registered before, so you have the paperwork set up, like, you know.
Driving, a person who's driving themselves, not with a non-Jew, person driving happens to be probably one of the most high incident Chilul Shabbos situations. Every time you light a fire, you're doing the malacha. So the way a normal car works with a combustion engine, when it says that there's, you're driving at 3,000 RPMs, there were 6,000 acts of lighting a fire taking place in a minute. And you're doing that by putting your foot on the pedal. So that each one is considered your action. So the spark is considered an act of combustion. And then when the gasoline explodes inside of the engine, it's considered an act of combustion. So you did 6,000 malachas in 1 minute worth of driving. A person has an option of driving an electric car versus a regular gasoline car, or even a hybrid. I think halakhically you'd be able to do that if you have such an option. If you have, the point I'm talking about is the difference. If you have a choice to take a large car and a small car, you should take a smaller car because it uses less gasoline. It's less. So Kabbalah Karmi, Ben Mishra Kabbalah Karmi, if you have an option of a, you know, I saw when somebody was quoted, you know, he deals with money, better go my horse, but we're not going my horse, right? Or bicycle, but I can't buy bicycle either.
But by guy, it doesn't matter.
It would be totally unrelated how you send a lock to the Isra Mirlaka, but that's the assumption that we assume that doesn't make a difference. So most of these cases are not an issue. Now, going back to the insurance issue, signing paperwork, it's important to pre-register beforehand, because anything which you need to sign in order to get care, and without it, you will not get the care, so that is supposed to functions. But signing insurance documents is just because you want to save yourself the cost of paying out of pocket. That's not mutter. So you go to the hospital, you didn't sign any papers yet. They say, okay, well, you have to sign the insurance form. He says, no, I don't want to sign. I can't sign an insurance form. Even I had a shiri pashas. Now, there might be a head to comes to pashas for the husband because he's worried about the bill and the chance of a heart attack. Yeah. I don't know, but they hit the person for a 2-day stay at a hospital with the surgery. It's a $95,000 bill. It's very important to pre-register. A woman gets to the hospital and they start treatment. So there's some treatment which is clearly directly for the purpose of the lady, and there's things again which are to create the atmosphere, making it easier for her. If a woman doesn't have a doula, then I can be giving her an epidural. So that's mutter. Or if they're giving her some type of medication to calm her, something of all those type of things, even though some of those were involved in doing malachas, it's the mutter. We want to have somebody else join her in the car. In a situation where is another person in the car going to create more malachas involved? Possibly, no. The assumption is in a standard sized car, not a little, one of these little dinky cars, that it's not really making, it's not going to make too much of a difference. The extra weight, it's not significant enough to make a difference in the malacha being done by sitting on your weight causing malacha to be done, but there might be other malachas involved or something like that. But if it makes a person more confident, more comfortable, having somebody along to make sure that everything, there's care being taken care of, the woman's out of a little bit, there's somebody there to make sure that she's taken care of properly. So all those would be fine. The Mishnah Berurah says a woman has to make sure that she takes care of, as much as possible, takes care of, prepares things before Shabbos. And pre-registering is one example of that. Mishnah Berurah says, an example, which is a modern example, woman needs certain items. So don't wait till 3 o'clock in the morning to start looking in the other room and turning on the light if you could have put them in the bag before Shabbos. if you have a situation where you have no Erev, you can carry it out to the car before Shabbos. Don't carry it, the act of carrying from your house to the car, you put it in the car before Shabbos. If you're taking a cab, which is the preferred situation, you have a non-Jew driving, so you would ask them to carry it out for you, in that situation.
And ask them directly.
You can ask directly. All of this is asking directly. On the phone, calling the doctor, calling the hospital. So the assumption of the post is it's preferable to have a speed dial. Set the speed dial so the doctor's number, you just have to press one one button as opposed to punching the whole number, or searching for the contacts. Your phone should be plugged in. Your phone should be on. Your phone should be not timed out. You know, you have everything. The less you can do to use the phone, you should be doing that. If a person has other children, they have to make some type of arrangement for the other children. They shouldn't start, preferably they say, we'll drive first to the grandparents and drop it off, and then we'll go to the hospital, even if it's other direction. Right? Well, if you could have the grandparents there, or have a sister or somebody there, or somebody who would be sleeping over there, that would make much more sense. Are you equipped to leave your home and move closer to the hospital so that you can be mindful of the Chilul Shabbos? So the Chazanish says if there's going to be any type of discomfort, any type of difficulty in that, you're not going to be able to do that. That being said, I once had a situation where a person told me that they'd moved from Baltimore to Silver Spring, but their doctor and their hospital, everything was still in Baltimore, and she was in her ninth month. I said, maybe you want to spend Shabbos with your parents in Baltimore. It's not the Chatila to, especially since she was working in Baltimore. So you mean you're telling me to drive back to Silver Spring on Friday to be able to drive there on Shabbos, even though it's Ayinei Akum, but that wouldn't make sense. If you have a valid option, which is, my parents live in an apartment and there's no place. Okay, fine, so you have no option. A woman goes into labor early. She starts feeling the signs of labor. We'll talk about that in a second, how much labor is labor. But if it's possible, maybe sometimes a person could go to the hospital before Shabbos. They should go before Shabbos if that's the situation. Getting to the airport, getting to the hospital, that situation. So you want to light Neiros there in the hospital. They're not going to let you light candles, obviously. Lighting with an incandescent bulb is considered Hadlokas Neiros. That Ramosha held you could actually make a bracha on it. My Mishnah is not so. Some person will tell you that you could. But definitely, the best you have it. You have it if you're going before Shabbos. You have it in your bag. The chaplain usually has. There's a nightlight. You have the little dinky nightlights. With the incandescent bulb in it. Still, pretty soon, all incandescent bulbs are being phased out. But they're not attacking the 4-watt incandescent bulbs as of yet, as far as I know. If a person can't light neighbors, then they're brought from lighting neighbors. They haven't been assigned the room yet, so they don't believe the locus neighbors, they don't have a place. So what point in time should a person travel, what's considered that the woman's considered yoledes, that she can go? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses a definition of when a woman's considered a yoledes, and that's the point you're allowed to be mechala. That definition is not the definition which we use for traveling. Because if you get to that definition, by the time you get to the hospital, unless you live 4 minutes away, right? But you might be. It's not necessarily the safest thing to do. So we are allowed to preempt the possibility and go at an earlier point. The definition of Shulchan Aruch is was active. It was fully active labor. So the stages of labor, there's usually considered three stages of labor, and then there's the next stage after that. But the assumption of the poskim is when a woman is having contractions. I saw one poskim said every 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes is very early. I would consider that a bit of a chiddush that the person should go to the hospital then. If you end up going to the hospital anyway, the issue you have is a woman can sometimes have a contraction every 50 minutes and then stop having contractions. A woman's having contractions every 5 minutes, she's not stopping having contractions. Right. That's the difference, if it's close to the end of Shabbos. So a woman, it's 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she starts having contractions every 15 minutes, she could wait, stay at home. The doctor might even tell her to stay at home. Wait another 4 or 5 hours. So, that being said, different women are different. Some women know that their body reacts more. If they know their body, or if they're not sure, they can call the doctor and ask the doctor what the doctor recommends. That's 100% mutter. So, assuming that that they've given direction already, every 7 minutes is clearly a time where a person can start going. Even though doctors will tell you that the state what they call active labor usually is ready when you hit the point of 3 to 5 minutes. But 7 minutes is close enough that you can assume that probably you're about to get there. If a person would have to drive themselves to the hospital, it's so many different issues which are involved with them. The person wants you to be mayit in Chilul Shabbos as much as possible. I once heard a story, I don't know who was it from, that that Herschel Schechter one time had to take his wife to the hospital and drive her, and I guess he wasn't safe going in the cabs available in the neighborhood, so he took his car. So he left on his radio on for 4 Shabbos. You can't turn off the radio. So he's driving through the streets of, you know, Washington Heights with the windows open, because he left the windows open. I guess in those days you leave the windows open, with the radio blaring, you know, whatever, you know, like the whole, like basically, hey, come look at me, you know, like, you know, right? So yeah, so you want to turn off the lights inside the car before Shabbos and the radio before Shabbos, and you know, it's a complicated situation. You shouldn't be turning on the air conditioning or the heat unless you feel it's dangerous for the yoledes. Or you're getting so tired because it's so stuffy that you're afraid you're going to fall asleep and not drive safely. But you know, you have to sit, you have to try and not press the brake and go coast to a stop. It's such a mess. Just don't do it. You know, you can arrange with the cab. It's so much better. Getting to the hospital, whatever. So if you're going with a non-Jew, so that also it helps you. Carrying the items out of the car. If it's not inside of an area, taking the items out of the car, he'll carry that for you. Getting inside of the hospital, the electric doors. Again, unless the woman's holding him at a point where she's, you know, this is imminent. You know, so wait a few minutes until somebody's walking in. You have the non-Jewish driver for you. You can ask him to
so it's okay
to walk. You can ask him. Even if the woman does not have a din of a chalal sheyesh b'sakana, she has a din of a chalal sheyesh b'sakana. And even a chalal which is not, a person has a lachic status of being ill, even though they're not life-threatening, you can ask a non-Jew to work for you. So you can tell the guy directly, you don't have to do any hinting. The same thing, a woman, she needs the bed to be raised, lowered, you know, tilted, etc. She's more comfortable, and she can ask that, that's instead of tzarchei chalal, she can ask a non-Jew to do that directly. The call button is a different story, you know, so you have somebody else with them, you would send the person, can you please come, type of a thing, as opposed to using the call button. If a person have to go by themselves, they really need something, they would press the call button with a shinui. The cell phone, which you use to call also, you should do it with a shinui. Cell phone versus landline, cell phone versus wireless home phone, what's better? They're all horrible. It's quite a discussion among I think we're still trying to figure out exactly how it works, to figure out how you're supposed to pass it. The assumption of some poskim is that a cell phone, there's all the halachas involved in under abundance, turning on the lights, LED lights. Now, the truth is, in an average cell phone, the amount of circuits, you know, especially a smartphone, the amount of circuits which you are completing and ending, starting and ending, in any given moment, it runs into the tens of thousands. According to Chazon Ish, each circuit that you make is a melacha d'oraisa. So I can't understand why you want to tell me that a cell phone is better than, according to Chazon Ish, a cell phone would be better than a regular phone. I think it would be the opposite. There's a new version of Tarsia Lettuce from Zilberstein which just came out. I did not see it. I heard quoted that he said the cell phone is better. So I don't know why. What he was contrasting it against, I'm not sure I understand why. But that's the psak that he gave. Of a woman would have a situation where her water broke and it's early, she's not really in the active labor, so there's a concern of infection. So definitely you should call the doctor and, you know, get input from the doctor what he wants to do. Now, a woman nowadays, with the type of care and medication that we have nowadays, whereas once upon a time, there's a lot of studies about infection with water breaking, etc. The older studies really did show a significant increase in danger to the mother and to the child. But those are older studies. A lot of things have changed in the care in the last 20, 30 years, where it's much less of an issue. A woman, it used to be the doctor said there's no way that they will let a woman go more than 24 hours after the water breaks while giving birth. It's considered sakana to the mother and to the child. And that was accepted by the Paiskim. Therefore, if it means doing a cesarean, doing induction, whatever it meant to do, you would do it. Nowadays, a lot of doctors say you can wait 48 hours or even longer without. So, but definitely, a person needs it with should be calling the doctor, being in touch with the doctor if that's the situation where the woman's not in significant labor, but the water breaks, so that she would do that. Okay.
It's almost a quarter.
Okay, so let's stop here. Okay.